This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing has assured Prime Minister Narendra Modi that Myanmarese territory will not be allowed to be used against India's security interests. The two leaders held wide-ranging talks to boost bilateral ties in trade, defense, energy and connectivity in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Aung Hlaing is on a 5-day visit to India. Briefing media after the talks, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the President of Myanmar reiterated the assurance that Myanmar's territory will not be permitted to be used against India's security interests. Mr. Misri said Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed India's support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Myanmar, and both sides underscored the importance of preventing the misuse of sovereign territory for activities inimical to their security interests.
Both sides underscored the importance of preventing the misuse of sovereign territory for activities inimical to their security interests. Overall, this visit by the President has once again reaffirmed the shared commitment of both sides to deepen their long-standing partnership and to work together for mutual benefit, growth and prosperity in the region.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to the people of Telangana on the occasion of Statehood Day. In a social media post, the President said that Telangana is blessed with a rich cultural heritage and hard-working people. She said that the state has made significant strides in innovation and development over the years. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the people of Telangana are renowned for their creativity and business acumen. BJP National President Nitin Naveen held a meeting with senior party office bearers and workers in New Delhi yesterday. Talking to media, party MP and spokesperson Dr. Sambit Patra shared key details, highlighting discussions on Narendra Modi government's 12 years of service, organizational expansion and future initiatives aimed at broadening the party's outreach across various sections of society. He said that the government is completing 12 years in office and everyone has witnessed how India has progressed under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, with advancement taking place across every sector. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced that the portal for verification of issues in the supplied scanned copies of answer books and for re-evaluation of answers has been made live from today. The portal will remain open till the 6th of June. In a statement, the CBSE said the facility can only be availed by the students who have obtained scanned copy of their evaluated answer books. The board stated that Aadhaar verification has been included for security reasons. For children who do not have Aadhaar, the parents, relatives or guardians' Aadhaar details can be used. According to CBSE, students have to pay 100 rupees per answer book for verification of issues observed in supplied scanned copies, whereas it is 25 rupees per question for re-evaluation. The fee can be paid only through online modes such as UPI, credit card, debit card or net banking. CBSE has advised students to watch the tutorial video carefully for step-by-step instructions on how to apply for verification of marks and re-evaluation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today extended greetings to Italy on the occasion of its National Day. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the special strategic partnership between the two countries will continue to go from strength to strength. US President Donald Trump has said that Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to dial back fighting after he held talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and communicated with the Lebanon militant group through mediators. Trump announced the development in a social media post following his call with Netanyahu. The US President said there will be no troops going to Beirut and any troops that are on their way have already been turned back. He said that Hezbollah had agreed that all shooting will stop, that Israel will not attack them and they will not attack Israel. The Indian stock market opened lower amid geopolitical tensions and concerns over a weak monsoon forecast today. Sensex began the session at 73,945, down 322 points or 0.43% from the previous close, while Nifty opened 23,229, lower by 153 points or 0.65%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.